We're back. You're listening to Wildcat Insider. John Kurtz, Wyatt Thompson, Brandon Tamman, all with you. 537-1350, 866-776-1350 if you want to join the show. Baylor has lost Seth Russell for the season. He needs neck surgery after suffering damage to one of the vertebrae in his neck after Saturday's win against Iowa State. It was actually in the fourth quarter when the injury happened. So that's tough. A game that they won fairly comfortably against Iowa State, and they lose who's been one of the most dynamic quarterbacks really in the country to this point. Jared Stidham is going to be the guy that goes now. He is a true freshman, very talented, was a four-star recruit coming out of high school, chose Baylor over Oregon, Alabama, and many others. So he's about the most talented guy that they've brought in there from the recruiting services as any that they've had in this great line of quarterbacks. But it's also been a really long time since they've had to go this route with a backup quarterback playing. 2010 to 2014, they did not have to start a backup quarterback in a game. So they've had some good luck with injuries to this point.
Well, think about what you just said. From 2010 to 2014, did not have to start their number two guy at any time in that stretch. That, my friend, is good fortune. That I would bet we could research this and go throughout the rest of the league, and I'm not sure you could find somebody else that fortunate. So there is a reason that there are lots of reasons, but there are reasons that they're very consistent in what they've been doing over the last several years offensively, and those guys have been healthy. Not so much now with Seth Russell. First and foremost, I would say fortunate that he was not injured more severely with that type of injury. You hate to see it happen to him. He is a junior. He will be back another year, or I assume he will be. We don't know that for sure. I mean, I believe he's redshirted and positive of it, as a matter of fact, so he would be a draft-eligible junior. But they're in a situation here where they're ranked second in the country. They're right in the college football playoff race. That's a major, major blow to a team that is unbeaten, ranked second, and averaging 60-some points a game. Now you turn your attention to a true freshman, albeit a very, very talented one. Even Art Briles has said today, after finding out that Seth will miss the rest of the year and have to have surgery, that Jared Stidham is probably the most highly regarded player that they've ever signed in his time there in terms of quarterbacks. They've had some awfully good ones there, but this guy was you didn't mention TCU, but you mentioned Alabama and Oregon. That's two of the recent heavyweights. So it's clear that this young man can play. But you know what? He is still a freshman, and they're going to have some very, very difficult road tests, not only here but other places in the next month and a half, no question.
So, right, that's tough part for Baylor. There's a bunch of different ways you could take this. I mean, one, you can, and we'll probably do more of this next week, but focus on how it affects the individual matchup with K-State,
right?
And him going on the road in a tough environment, no doubt about that, for his first ever start as a true freshman, and what kind of effect can that have, even despite all the talent that he has around him. But you look bigger picture, this really couldn't come at a worse time of the season for Baylor. They're about to hit this backloaded part of their schedule. I mean, they've really had a pretty cushy ride to this point with their Big 12 schedule. Yep. Now they're going to go play all the big boys, and they're going to have to do it with Jared Stidham, just a freshman. And this all comes, by the way, too, where next week we're going to get the first college football playoff rankings. That'll be an interesting thing to see how they treat that, the committee does, and coming out with the first set of rankings, maybe not knowing necessarily what exactly to do with Baylor there. So the first game Baylor will play after the rankings are released is against K-State.
Well, we've talked for weeks about how K-State's Big 12 conference schedule was front-loaded in those first six games with Baylor, TCU, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, you know, those teams that are picked the highest in the league. This is how Baylor closes here in Manhattan. Then they have Oklahoma at home, at Oklahoma State, at TCU, and then Texas at home. That's pretty difficult, even with Seth Russell. Now with a true freshman, most difficult. And, again, they're right in the thick of this, so you're right. It couldn't come at a worse time. I believe, and this is just one guy's thought, I think this is the best team that Art Briles has had. And we're probably not going to get to see if that really plays out,
mm-hmm.
Based on losing a a player like that.
They can definitely rely more on their running game. I mean, sure. Corey Coleman's good enough to just flip the ball out to him and let him make plays.
Sure.
So there's still plenty of options for him. But you're right. I mean, this hurts what was looking to be maybe the best team in the country. I mean, hard to tell because of the level of competition.
Sure.
But in terms of the way they've been dominating people, they looked like they had a shot to stake a claim at that. Coming up at hour two at 5:20, we'll talk with Jeff Mitty, K-State women's basketball head coach. You'll also hear from Charles Jones.